The 41st kinnah, kinnah mem aleph, is titled Shalei Srufa Be'esh. A little background to this particular kinnah. It was written about 800 years ago by the by one of the last Balei Tosfos. His name was the Maran Mirutenberg. He's from Germany, one of the last Balei Tosfos, and it's throughout the kinnah describes exactly in terms of what happened in, there was a certain maisa that happened with his Rebbe. The Maran Mirutenberg was the Talmud of Rabbi Chil Miparis from Paris, and I think in the 1200s he had to debate. I think the king of France or something like that called him in and forced him to debate against the Catholic Church regarding the Masorah of the Talmud. But however, he didn't have any really freedom of speech in this debate. So this really wasn't even a debate. He lost the match before it already started. And since they lost, the verdict was decided that the king decided that 24 carts of Sfarim were destined to be burnt. And you have to remember that at this stage in the 1200s, this was before the printing press, so everything was handwritten. So it wasn't just that Sfarim were being burnt. Meaning this was the only copy of the Chidushei Torah, whether it be stuff with the commentaries, whether it was certain Gemaras, whether it was actual commentaries from the Rishonim on Shas or any other things. These things were lost, and it was a massive loss. However, this actual event didn't occur on Tisha B'Av, but the reason why we say it in Kinos is it's because it's connected to the Churban. And we're sort of distant from our Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's part of the Galus. The Psukim in this particular kina describe, you know, it's almost it wonders, it's asking a question form: how is it possible for physical things to destroy spiritual things? How is it possible that something so holy and so spiritual like a Talmudic text and the commentaries of the Rishonim to be destroyed by the fires of the kings? And the pshat is that's galus. The pshat is galus could be even in the dark, even when we don't understand things. We have to realize that we are experiencing certain. We're going through the galus, right? We say Tov Lahodos Lashem Lazamer Hashem Chol Yom Lahagi Baboker Chazdech. It's very easy to tell when things are light and things are clear. You're able to understand, right? We say V'yamunascha Balelos at night, and it's dark, and when things are blurry and it's not so simple to recognize the clear and the clear things and to understand exactly what's going on. That highlights an aspect of galus. By galus, there's a certain amount of uncertainty and confusion, and that's exactly how the Maran Mirutenberg describes that. The Pesukim also speaks about losing people, but regarding the specific tragedy of the burning of the Sfarim, no one really died. So I would like to suggest that the pshat is that Sfarim gives, you know, especially we're speaking to Lom De Torah, speaking to B'nai Torah here. Sfarim, we all know, it gives a person chias, and the Sfarim without the authors, you know, it's nothing. When a person learns the Sfarim, it's as if he's ki'ilu learned. The authors of the Sfarim, the great Gedolim, the Talmid Chacham, are actually accompanying you through your limud, and that's why when the Sfarim were burnt, it was preventing access. Not only was it preventing us from gaining access not only to the Sfarim but also to the people themselves. When a person learns, he's learning. When a person learns the Shitas, the person learns the Deis, the person is actually interacting with those days. A person learns, let's say, for example, a person learning Bava Metzia. A person learns the sugya of Yehi Shalom Midas. The pshat is when a person opens up a Gemara Bava Metzia, Abayi and Rav are sitting right next to him. A person is learning Bava Kama. A person learns Bava Kama learns the machlokas Evan Sakinu Maso or the machlokas regarding Hevel and Chavata. The pshat is that Rav and Shmuel are sitting right next to you and accompanying you through your journey of the Talmud. And this is exactly what we are mourning about in Kinnah Mem Aleph of Shalei Sufra Be'esh, that unfortunately through that tragedy so much Chidush Nam and Chidush Torah was lost, but also those authors were never able to reach us.